Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the fourth and the fifth Mishnah of Chapter 7 of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. So here we have a restriction on what kinds of foods you could eat, and the answer is you could eat what you're working with. If you're working with figs, you eat figs. You can't walk over to the tomato field or the grape field and just pick whatever you want from wherever you want. You can only pick from what you're working in. If you're only working with grapes, then that's what you can work and you can't take the figs. But here's something a little bit less restrictive. A person does not have to eat as they go along. They could say, oh, I'm about to get to the best quality stuff, the afot. I'm going to get to the best quality stuff, and I'm going to wait till I get the best grapes and eat from those. So that's perfectly permissible. You can really pick and choose which produce you can munch on. V'chulan lo amru ela b'shat malacha. And according to the strict law, the Mishnah says that from the Torah perspective, it only applies to when you're actually working, which excludes two possible times. One is when you're on a break, and two is when you're doing non-work work, which means you're doing work that doesn't directly relate to the harvest, but is necessary in order to support your work for the harvest. I'll give you the Mishnah will give an example in a little bit. So in those cases, the Torah says you can't, I'll just have to talk about one of them. In general, let's say you're finished with one row of fields. You're finished there, so you can munch as long as you're working on the field, and now you're going to travel 10 minutes to the beginning of the next portion of the field that needs to work. So the Torah says, even though you have to go get to the next portion of work, you're not on break, but since you're not actively harvesting, you don't get to eat the food from the Torah's perspective. However, the rabbis say that in that second case, where you're involved in work, even though it's not directly the harvesting, you can actually eat somebody's produce. How come it's not stealing? It's considered hashavat aveda, which we saw in a previous mission, the previous chapter, where you loan a poor guy money for a collateral, some kind of item that he gives you in collateral, and you could actually rent out that collateral. Why could you use somebody else's goods? Because if you could rent it out, you'll save the guy the money. He won't have to pay you back the loan anymore, which means he'll get his item back. If he can't pay back the loan, then he'll lose his item. So it's considered hashavat aveda. Here, too, it's considered hashavat aveda for the following reason. If you're working, if the only time you're allowed to eat is when you're working, so it's sort of like when you ask your kids to do something, and they're holding a gigantic basketball or something, and then you ask them to clean the table, so they do a real slow job because they're busy with it. So if these harvesters have to eat while they're working, they're going to be doing a less effective job because they know that that's the only time they're going to be able to eat. But if they know that as they're traveling from one place in the field to another place in the field, they can do their eating. That means that they won't eat when their hands are supposed to be busy, when they're supposed to be busy with the actual harvesting. That means that the owner of the field will get more from the actual laborers if he permits them to eat during these sort of in-between times. And therefore, we're actually returning lost money to the laborer. And that rule from the Torah, which is giving back somebody money that they would have lost, overrides the strict law that the only time you're allowed to eat from somebody else's field when you're working is when you're actually involved in the harvest. And now the Mishnah will explain some various cases when this is permissible, according to the rabbis. So that's the one I discussed. If you're moving from a finished row of produce to the next row of produce, so I guess you have to walk up the entire row to start again from the top. In that case, you're allowed to eat during that travel time. Ubachazivitan menagat. So after you took the produce, you do the harvesting, you take it all to the granary or to wherever it is you're storing the stuff, and then you're going back from the storage compartment to the next part of the field. So even though you're not directly involved in harvesting the field, you would still be allowed to eat from the produce that you just took into the storage area. Ubachamor. And not only that, but when you're unloading produce from a donkey, so let's say you packed up all the produce, you just worked on the donkey's back, and it takes some time to unload the truck, so to speak. And now on to Mishnah Hay, which is going to discuss how much a worker could eat, because obviously if there's no upper limit, the owner of the field may not actually have any produce to take home because it's been eaten completely by his laborers. And in fact, that's what the Tanna Kamma says. Ochel poel kishot afilu b'dinar v'chotevet afilu b'dinar. So you're allowed to eat a squash or a date, even up to the cost of a dinar. Now that does not mean only up to a dinar. What the Tanna Kamma means here is you're allowed to eat even if an individual zucchini, that's why it's singular, if the kishot is one dinar and a person does not just eat one little zucchini and one little kishot, one squash, they eat a whole bunch of squashes. So therefore, what the Tanakhama is essentially saying is there is an unlimited upper limit to how much you could eat. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma Omer, lo yochal poel yoter al scharo. So he says, no, you're only allowed to eat up to your actual day's wages. So if you're getting paid, say, $100 a day, you can eat $100 worth of food, but no more, which is actually still a pretty large amount, although I don't know if they got paid $100. But the bottom line is, whatever you get paid for the daily wages, the assumption is the Torah gives you the same amount on top of that to eat. V'chachamim matirim. So the Chachamim disagree with Rav Elazar ben Chisma. They agree with the Tanakhama that the sky is the limit. There is no limit on how much munching you could do. However, aval melamdim et ha'adam shelo yehi ravatan v'yehi soteim et ha'petach bifanav. We teach laborers not to be ravenously greedy, which will close the door in front of him for obvious reasons. Nobody's going to hire a guy who eats more produce, that eats bigger profits than he could actually take in.